What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Laracast snippet number 6. And today we are exclusively talking about testing. Yeah, this is a crazy one. It comes up all the time. And I think it's because of this. We can probably safely assume that just about everyone understands the benefits of having tests for your code, right? I think that's a pretty fair assumption to make. However, if we were to look at the numbers, and there's no numbers in front of me, I'm just guessing, but I think this is a pretty good guess in terms of the numbers. If we look at the numbers or guess the numbers, I think you'll find that it's probably realistically 10%, maybe even less, of developers who actually do write tests for their code. So what's up with that? How does that make sense? How do we have basically 100% of people recognizing, yeah, that would be useful if I had these automated tests, but then when you break it down, 5 or 10% or maybe 15% if we're being generous, that very tiny portion of people actually follow through and write these tests. How is this possible? Why is it the case? Now, we have a couple options here when we are diagnosing it. We can either say, those people are stupid, they don't understand it, they hate progress, they hate professional development, or, and this next one's what I would favor, the truth is, it's kind of overwhelming to get into. Everyone wants to do it, but they really have no idea where to start. And if we're being truthful, the testing evangelists across all of the various communities just haven't done a very good job of paving the way, so to speak. So let's imagine the PHP community. Go back if you're already a seasoned developer who already writes tests, or if you're like a college student trying to get into it. Just try to put yourself in that mindset of, I don't really know where to start. Okay, well, let's see what your options are. Do we use PHP Unit? There's one called PHP Spec, but I also see something called Behat, and then there's Codeception, and then there's a new one called Kalon, but then also Laravel has its own testing helpers, and we refer to that as application testing helpers. So already, right out of the gate, I want to write tests, but I have 7 different choices. And yes, choices are great. No problem there. When you have more choices, you have kind of, to some extent, more competition, so they all kind of race each other up. However, from the point of view of the newcomer, where do you start? Is this a situation where you pick one or the other? Or is the reality that you use a bunch of them? Where do you go? Who knows? And there really aren't many great resources that break it down for you. So once again, yeah, I want to get into this, but I don't even know where to start. I'm immediately out of the gate, and I've stumbled. Now, before we move ahead, let's just stop and tackle that right now. Which one should you choose? Well, what you'll find is they all, to some extent, have their own areas of focus, but then again, there is a good bit of overlap, which means, yeah, you could use this one and ignore that one. So, to some extent, it comes down to preference, or if you're just getting into it, what should you do? Okay, here's what I'm going to recommend. Because PHP Unit is so widely used, it makes sense to start with that. And also, what's kind of nice is, yes, you can write unit tests with it, but you can also use it for other things. If you want to write functional tests or acceptance tests, that's an option. And then, by the way, we get into a whole area of jargon when it comes to terminology that also is a barrier to entry. Now, yeah, the reality is, if you join a development team and they have tests for the code, very likely, if it's written in PHP, they'll probably be using PHP Unit. So it makes sense to start with that. It'll give you a good review of the field. But now, well, how does something like PHP Spec factor in? We see that if you use Laravel, you see a PHP Spec.yaml file in the project root. So should you be using that? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on if you enjoy that style, and it depends on where you are in your career. Again, if you're just getting started, if I can be bold, I would say you don't have to worry about that just yet. PHP Spec is great. I love it. I cover it on Laracast quite a bit. But you're first breaking in. PHP Spec is all about the design of objects, and it allows you to focus exactly on one thing, but it does require an understanding of testing, I would say. You have to understand this concept of mocking and stubs and spies and things like that. And when you're first breaking in, yeah, that's confusing stuff. You just want to make sure your code works. And the fact is, it's very possible that the way your code is currently constructed means it's not very easy to test, at least in the traditional unit testing point of view, where you test exactly one thing. Now, that definition, again, is up for debate, but the traditional view that a unit test tests one thing, or tests one class, or one piece of functionality, that can be very hard to get into. So I would say only go to PHP spec once you feel kind of comfortable and you'd like to figure out what it means to design objects, quote unquote. Okay, so now you're using PHP Unit, you're going through tutorials, you're going through a series at Lyricast. In fact, there isn't one. I need to fix that. There's lots of testing videos on the site, but just something that gets you up to speed on PHP Unit. At the time of this recording, which is December 11th, I don't think there is one. So I will fix that first thing next week. Which means by the time you listen to this, I bet you'll see some videos on the site. Anyways, so you're making your way through that, you're starting to feel more comfortable. But still, yeah, you're figuring out how to write assertions and you make the little calculator like everyone does. But then when it comes to your actual code, how does that help? Like how did figuring out the calculator help you test this controller? Or if you want to say, when I visit this page, I expect the response to be a 200 status. I expect the page to load, or I expect to see this text. Or when I fill out this contact page, I expect an email to be sent. This is the kind of stuff you actually want to verify. Or if you have a forum, like I have one at Lyricast, if a user creates a thread, then I want to make sure it gets saved to the database, and I want to make sure the proper conversation is created if I visit that page. You know, these are very useful tests to write, but when you're learning PHP Unit and the essentials of unit testing and assertions, yeah, I don't know how you translate assert true or assert equals into visit this page and expect to see that. That's where it gets really confusing, right? And I would say when you're first breaking into this field, that's the most useful stuff to write. Now, what you're going to find is this is debatable. Lots of people would say, no, you don't start there. In fact, plenty of people have challenged me and said, no, you start with unit testing, functional testing or acceptance testing. There's miscellaneous definitions of that. Just think of those as kind of from the outside in, very zoomed out. So when I visit this page and I do this, then I expect to have an account, blah, 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 right? Very different from at the unit level where you're focusing on a tiny fragment. When I new up this class and I call this method, then I expect that to be returned. Very micro, a low level stuff, right? You're very zoomed in for unit testing. But when you're zoomed out, you're more at the functional or the acceptance testing level. So yeah, a lot of people say, yeah, the more you zoom out, the more brittle your code is, and that's not a good way to evangelize testing. Cool. Yeah, that's fine. That's valid. I would say they're totally wrong. I would say they have no fundamental understanding of how people learn. For example, you don't learn math by forcing people to learn algebra and geometry. You teach a child math by taking two blocks, and you say, okay, I have one block and another block, and if we put those together, we have two blocks. Count them, one, two. That is how you learn. You don't just suddenly force some kind of equation on the child and say, this is the proper way to do it. And I would say the exact same thing is true for testing. Now, how is that the case? Well, think about it. You already do test your code. Every single person who writes web applications tests their code. The only difference is most people don't automate it. Instead, they write a line of code, they switch to the browser, they hit refresh, it fails, they see some error message, and they go back and they fix their code. That's a test. It's just a slow, manual way to do it. So if ever there was a step one, shouldn't that be, well, let's take what we normally do and find a way to automate that or translate it into code. So the code would be something along the lines of, okay, visit this page, click this button, and then expect to see this in the database. That's kind of your step one. And then slowly, you can kind of break it down to testing at lower levels, if it makes sense. Now, everyone else tells you step one is go at the unit testing level and start building up your classes. But honestly, I think that's ridiculous. Step one is you already have an existing project, right? And you have the code written, and now you're just trying to figure out, well, how do I make tests for this code? Okay, step one, once again, you take the testing you're normally doing right now. Every time you go to the browser and you test something to make sure it works, because you're terrified this was going to break, so you keep manually testing it. Think to yourself, how could I automate this process instead? And those can be some of your first tests. Okay, this podcast is going really long, so let me finish up. Now, how do you write the tests? Because we just established, Okay, that would be useful to start, but PHP units, yeah, it has facilities, but it's confusing, and I don't find any tutorials that illustrate that. Okay, two options. One, if you're using Laravel, very likely you are if you listen to this podcast, then we have application testing helpers right out of the box. So here's what you do. Install Laravel, just say Laravel new test application. And then if you go to the test folder into example test.php, you're going to see a little sample. It'll say something along the lines of this, arrow visit, and the home page, and then expect to see some text, okay? That'll give you a good idea of, okay, how do I visit a page? How do I make a request to this URI? And how do I assert that I see things on the resulting page or in the response? And then you can go to the Laravel documentation, to the testing section, to review all of the various helpers you can do. For example, there is a see in database method, really useful. If you want to say, when I click on this button or I make this JSON request or something along those lines, then I expect this record to exist in the database. Well, we have a method called see in database where you can write that exact assertion. So yeah, very useful. Now, if you're not using Laravel, you might switch to something like Codeception or Behat. Now, they both can achieve the same end result. They do it in a slightly different way. Behat uses a language, quote-unquote, called Gherkin that allows you to basically translate, like let's say you're working with a business. It allows you to translate their needs into executable code. So you basically have a conversation where they say, I'm a customer and I want to have a coupon system so that I can sign up at a discount. Okay, so you can take that exact terminology and that phrase and you can translate that into executable code. So yeah, that's an option. Or Codeception sort of takes a shortcut approach, which a lot of people prefer. You can still have the conversation, but then when it comes to executing the code, you don't use any kind of Gherkin syntax. You immediately dive into a very readable API. So yeah, Codeception might be something you want to take a look at. And one cool thing is, with Codeception, you can write unit tests. You can write functional tests. You can write acceptance tests. It has tons of drivers for various frameworks, so it's a good one to take a look at. But yeah, if you're using Laravel, I would say keep it simple to start. You have PHP unit out of the box when you install it, and you have some application testing helpers right out of the box. So really, it's never been easier in the history of Laravel to start testing your code. All right, so that'll do it. The Laracast Snippet, episode number 6. I'll see you later.